Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. Got a little something different today for you.
I'm fascinated, and being a big guy, it's quite comical, but I'm fascinated with tiny houses and small places to live, and I thought, well, that's kind of different.
Yeah, it started with, I built a houseboat back in 2013, and I needed to build a very light structure for the cabin. Could have built a 2x4, a 2x6 gabled roof, Amish-style kind of construction, but with a boat, you've got to try to cut back on weight. And so I came across video by a greenhouse in Connecticut that had built a geodesic dome greenhouse. And what fascinated me about it was, number one, it was simple to do. The fellows that built it only had to make two different lengths of strut, and then they connected them together into these hubs. And over the course of a weekend, two fellows put up a 30-foot diameter greenhouse. Now, that got covered with a heavy-duty plastic, but that handled the winters of New England, and I was really amazed at how affordable, quick, and simple the geodesic dome was. So when I started to think about building a mobile contraption that you could live in for any number of days, the capsule, which is made of two domes connected to a cylinder, came to mind. And Buckminster Fuller, who lived between, born in the 19th century, lived up until about 1984, he received about 75 honorary degrees by different universities. But none of his degrees were in just architecture. He received degrees in humanities, etc. He's one of these fellows that went to Harvard and ended up dropping out, like so many geniuses that end up starting their own company. And Fuller was responsible for coining the phrase synergy, that special energy that comes with us being more than just the sum of our parts.
Right.
So he ended up developing this geodesic dome. He actually probably saw some drawings from Bauhaus architecture in Germany that led toward his developing this whole thing in the United States. But the geodesic dome, number one, it mimics the water droplet, which is nature's most efficient shape. You know, when you've got a water droplet on your windshield, it's amazing how fast you can go with the car before that thing will slowly start to creep up, but it maintains its shape in an amazing way. There's not much weight to it, but it's very strong. So this sphere and the dome are very stable, and so I ended up embracing that whole geodesic structure.
So you built Life Pub. When did you do that?
That was built in 2015. I rented a little 200-square-foot space inside of a old Fisher-Price manufacturing building up in East Aurora, New York. And I bought the boat trailer, so now I said, well, I've got to build the contraption because I've got the trailer. And LifePod evolved over the course of about 9 weeks of my free time.
The idea was it had everything you needed to live in it, not necessarily permanently, but for a few days at a time.
Yeah, a camper kind of a thing. And it had to be light enough to meet a jet ski trailer maximum weight of, I think, 3,000 pounds.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make it so you could tow this thing with a four-cylinder or six-cylinder car. You know, when most young people or old people see a tiny home on HGTV or whatever, they don't realize this is a 14,000, 16,000-pound thing. They'd probably have to go buy a $60,000 truck to tow that.
Right.
Either that or have someone put it somewhere and then not really move it very often, and then why is it really on wheels to begin with?
Yeah, true. Does it exist anymore?
LifePod is parked on my front lawn in Walhalla, South Carolina. It's slowly deteriorating, but I call it my self-guided internship in architecture and construction.
So you are
Michael Weeks.
And Michael, how in the world, I like to ask this question to folks like you, how did you wind up, now do you live in Burnsville or Spruceville?
Burnsville. So I have yet to pick a permanent place to live.
Okay, so how did you wind up, we'll say Estato, since that's kind of in between.
Thanks.
How did you wind up in Estato? How did you wind up here in our area?
So I was hanging out in Walhalla, and I wanted to take a week to get away from my projects there. I have a tiny home that I built there. and I headed north. I love Route 11 heading toward Asheville. Mm-hmm. And I stopped at Caesar's Head. And then instead of heading east to Asheville, I headed north and west toward Brevard. And I fell in love with Brevard at first. Mm-hmm. And this was the first week in March. So, you know, I was going from one microbrewery to a cafe to a restaurant to a toy store and having a wonderful time. And what really blew me away was the beauty of the area and the quality of life in getting out and moving around, whether it was hiking or biking. And I started to sense at the age of 58 that Western North Carolina really had everything that you could want in life. Mm-hmm. And it supported everything that was the best about life, fresh air, nature, and the people. The people really differentiate the area mm-hmm. as much as the beauty and their yeah. values, I think.
Yeah, I agree. So what do you usually do with yourself? You mentioned learning about engineering, I believe it was. So what's you all about?
Well, I think that we could all answer this in a way that would be suitable to those we're answering, but we all have sort of a private life as well.
Right, certainly.
But I openly admit that I consider myself to be a modern-day explorer.
Ah.
My favorite thing to do is come into a town that I've never been in, like a Spruce Pine or a Burnsville, and find the local greasy spoon and get a cup of coffee and order some breakfast and just listen and watch and see who I bump into. I've come to realize, though, that in life, the Lord has a plan for me to bump into certain people more than I just simply thought was coincidental.
Right, yeah.
And my life has become a series of serendipitous moments where people like yourself, who I have run into, I get a chance to listen to their story and share mine if I'm fortunate enough, and that all of this conversation is leading toward me building relationships that will help me achieve some purpose that he has for me.
As you might guess, the conversation continues to take twists and turns, and we talk about all sorts of interesting things, and we will continue tomorrow. There's even an opportunity for you to get involved, and we'll tell you about that tomorrow as well. I do want you to know that what we were talking about, the tiny house kind of RV that he built, is called Life Pod, one word, LifePod. There is some information about it on YouTube. If you're curious and would like to look it up, feel free to do so. And we'll be back with Michael Weeks tomorrow and talk more. Thank you again to Michael Weeks for visiting with us both today and tomorrow. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.